with these fine green places with flags in them. There's a clubhouse.
Oh, you mean golf? You mean?
What?
You don't mean golf, do you?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Did you play golf?
I bought a set of clubs once, but I don't play
golf. I never did play any golf. I don't know anything about golf. It's a nice sport.
I used to like to go out. I can't play it seriously. I'm so poor.
Yeah.
But I haven't been golfing for 6 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to like to go out with the other fellows when they were as good as I was, and we'd just be out for fun. But then it got so I couldn't go out with them. I'd have to go out with somebody who knew how to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was out of my element. I had to give it up. Those people run out of patience with you. They're good at the game. They expect you to be good at the game. It's no longer fun. Not to me, anyway. What sort of games did you play with a ball when you were a boy?
Well, we just played baseball and two old cat. Three boys played that and baseball and football. Just kick a football, you know.
Uh-huh. You ever just throw the ball back and forth?
Yeah, we used to play that way too.
You have any special name for that?
No, I don't know as it was. We used to play football though, like you do now in his ruck, you know, it's choose up sides and pass the ball, one boy would go to the goal and they'd tack him around the neck just any way to get him. Anything went.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rough too. Boys get hurt just like men would.
Yeah, I sure did. I was playing with a bunch of boys and one boy got a concussion one day.
Yeah. They can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get hurt bad that way.
I played football in high school and I tried to play it in college, but I wasn't any good.
It's pretty rough, ain't it?
I liked it. It was a lot of fun. The roughness didn't bother me, but I was just no blame good. I only weighed about 150 pounds. I'd tackle somebody and it'd be just like putting a fly on it.
Yeah.
These big fellas, 240, 250.
Yeah, that's right.
But I had a lot of fun. It was a good sport.
Oh, yeah, it's a good sport. Yeah.
If you threw something to somebody and you wanted him to go like that and get it in his hand, you'd say, all right, now I want you to
catch it. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then if you looked up and saw that he didn't have it in his hand, you'd say, well, I see that you did. I see that you...
I'm going to catch it.
Yeah. If you want someone to assist you, and let's say you're pulling something, and there's room for his hands here, you say, all right, now, come on, let's...
Give me a pull on you.
Uh-huh, or get your hands out here and...
You can get a hold.
Uh-huh. And then when you're all through, you say, okay, now you can...
And turn loose, yeah.
Well, you know, I've got one here that's... I've got this in two places.
Hmm?
One of these things on here I've got in two places.
Hmm.
It's the first time I've noticed that.
Yeah.
If you do something wrong one time, but you know you can do it right the next time, you'd say, well, I'm sure I can do it right if you'll just...
Give me another chance, eh? Yeah.
And then someone who always tells funny jokes and is a pleasant fellow, you say he has a fine sense of
humor.
Does this seem silly to you?
Hmm?
Does this seem silly to you?
Oh no, not all of them. Some of them are really wicked.
Some of them are a little devious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you won't do this to me, but if someone stays around and you get so tired of them, you don't know what to do, you say, oh, yeah. I just gotta.
You're tired of him. He's a bore or something, I don't know.
I want to
get rid of him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.